us, and we love you.
Family members of the Lockerbie victims are upset and outraged over the release of the Pan Am Flight 103 bomber back in 1988. I can't blame them. What were the Scottish people thinking? In the meantime, Hurricane Bill rapidly approaching Bermuda. Guess who's there vacationing? Yeah, former President Bill Clinton and his wife, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State. They were just going to hang for 3 or 4 days. Could be a wild ride for them. Bermuda right now is on target to have winds of about 125 miles an hour and obviously very, very high seas. As for the mainland in the United States, might see some pretty chunky waves as well as a result of Hurricane Bill, but it's storm tracking. Something could change in the next 24 hours before the weekend that would change the path, maybe, or the riptide's not as bad, although it's looking like the East Coast will get socked with some pretty, pretty decent riptides, which can be extremely dangerous. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney as we get ready to swing into another weekend here on ATN. If you stick around long enough, we have a cheap movie review for you, plus birthdays and, of course, this day in history as we turn another page on the calendar. Man, the time is disappearing, isn't it? We're almost into September. Walk around and start to look in your stores, your Walmarts, your Targets, your malls, and you'll see that Halloween stuff is up. Ooh, I'm not ready for the fall. We're still not out of the dog days of the summer yet. Speaking of the dog days of the summer, we've got sports shorts coming up around the bend, too, as well on this show. We'll tell you the latest in the world of sports, and we're going to hit up a sports story right now, right at the top, and that would be Plaxico Burress. Remember the wideout for the New York Giants who made the winning catch in the Super Bowl, what was it, 2 seasons ago? He ended up pleading guilty on a felony charge to a weapons charge and agreed to a 2-year prison term for accidentally shooting himself at a Manhattan nightclub. The question becomes, is this a ridiculous sentence for Plaxico Burress, way out of line as to what happened? As I said, he pled guilty to the weapons charge. Here's what his attorney, Benjamin Brafman, said afterwards.
He is sad. He's disappointed in himself, unhappy because he is a good man who's facing prison. But to his credit, he has understood that he did something wrong, that he violated the law, and that, unfortunately, in this case, it comes with a very, very steep price. Being a celebrity hurt him for a number of reasons. One, if he were just a stranger, there probably would never have been an arrest.
Yeah, so that's the thing. A lot of times we talk on this show how ridiculous it is where celebrities are able to cash in on that and get away with murder. Literally, you're talking about a guy who shot himself. Of course, Mayor Bloomberg wanted to make an example of him, and I think 2 years is way too steep. But he had the prospect of facing maybe 3.5 years or more behind bars, so he decided to take the deal. And remember, as I said, he was indicted earlier this month on 2 counts of criminal possession of a weapon, 1 count of reckless endangerment. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. Let's take our leadoff man, Mark, in New York. Hey, Mark.
Kate, how you doing, Kate? Just a couple little things. By New York firearms and weapons law, he could have done 10 years, 5 for the possession and 5 for the discharge of the gun. So 2 really wasn't bad. And that's mostly mandatory under the discretion of the judge. He shot himself. If he shot somebody else, he would have done 10 years. But do you remember the brawl with, correct me if I'm wrong, kiddo, Bud Harrelson and Pete Rose?
Oh, boy, that's a long time ago. Do you think that's
what he's
referring
to? I'm 50 years old. Yeah, and then Bud Harrelson wore the Superman shirt for a couple of days.
Yeah, yeah. That was
Pete Rose. Yeah. Another thing, terms of endearment. How many times, I don't have kids, but I can't tell you how many times my nephews and nieces, when they were babies, you say, oh, you're so cute, I want to bite you, right? Well, I tell my friends, I can't tell you how many times with their grandkids and their kids, you're so cute, I want to put you in the oven and cook you. Now, that's terms of endearment. And on the Addams Family movie, at the kids' play, one lady squeezed their kid's face and said, oh, you're so cute, I want to eat you. And Morticia said, no, he's too young. Now, you're telling me Sears advocates this kind of behavior?
We need a rim shot for that. That's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy that that was such a blunder. I don't know. You might be right about the Harrelson-Pete Rose thing. So
yeah.
We'll
yeah, I think
you,
it was Pete.
We'll send you a copy of a book. How's that? Hang on.
Oh, yeah.
We'll got a great sports book. They're always sending me stuff, and we
wow.
get a bunch of them way on the air. So hang
wow.
on, and we'll get your information, your vitals, and we'll send that to you.
Thank
so
you.
Hang on, Mark, and we'll do that. All right, so Mark says that's the law in New York, and he broke the law by what happened, so maybe he was lucky getting away with two. Boy, it seems ridiculously high to me, though, Mark. I mean, I understand what you're saying if you just go by the letter of the law. But the gun wasn't licensed in New York or in New Jersey where he lived. His license to carry a concealed weapon was, of course, in the state of Florida. And this was another bad thing. It expired in May of 2008. And then you do have the fact that the bullet missed a nightclub security guard just narrowly, apparently. He was inches away from him. It went in the floor instead, and then a bartender was able to recover it. So here's a guy who caught the winning touchdown for the Giants against the Patriots in the final minute of that 2008 Super Bowl. Now he's going to the slammer for 2 years. And if you remember, you got to think it was late last November, when he had that gun tucked into his waistband, slipped down to his leg, and then it fired and it shot him in the right thigh. Boy, I bet you he has relived that moment 1,000 times. And it could have been worse. His former teammate, Antonio Pierce, he was with him at the Latin Quarter nightclub. That's a big place in Manhattan. He didn't end up getting indicted because the grand jury also didn't indict the nightclub security guard who carried the gun to Pierce's car or the hospital. There was staff people there who didn't notify the cops that Burris had been shot. So, because remember, that's what happened. Everybody along the line tried to make this not, you know, happen for him. And you heard what Braffman, his attorney, said. And I think he's right about this. It's a perfect example how poor judgment can have unbelievable consequences. I mean, serious consequences. So he says that Burris was treated more harshly because he was a celebrity. If he wasn't a high-profile person, would there have even been a case? If he was just whoever in the public, well, that's true. If he was whoever in the public and he walked out of the club, okay, oof, it's an accident. It happens. You know, somebody screams, whatever, and they say, oh, buddy, you know, get out of here, whatever. Then nobody would have known who it was. But he was well known, and that didn't fly. They tracked down and put together the case, and so truly, because he was very, very well known in New York, it did end up biting him. If he were just a regular schmo, I don't know that they would have nailed him. 2 years. So poor judgment, bad decision making. He probably took the gun for personal security. I mean, hello, he wasn't going to do anything else with it, I can't believe. So he's getting a worse penalty than, Dante Stallworth. Remember what he did, leaving the scene, killing someone? What do you say, America?
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
Plaxico Burress, who was a hero in the Super Bowl in 2008, now going to do jail time, 2 years. That's what he agreed to. And, of course, it was unfortunate for him that he was a well-known face in New York City, because I do think if he had just been somebody else and that had happened, unless there were police around, he would have been able to wiggle out of it. I gave you some of the other circumstances, though. Of course, his permit had expired. It was licensed in Florida. And if you look at it, certainly someone like Plaxico Burress, this is where the poor judgment comes in. A guy like Plaxico Burress could have hired a security guard. I mean, some of these guys do have concerns about security, but, you know, you get, when you're making that kind of money, the $10 million plus range, what is it to you to have a bodyguard if you're that worried about it, to ride, if you will, shotgun? It's not a big deal. I don't understand why you put yourself in that situation when you got that much do-re-mi. But sure enough, he did. He was with a teammate. They did what they normally do. They were out in Manhattan. He probably did take it for protection purposes, because why would he have it in his waistband otherwise? He wasn't going to rob anyone. It had to be for protection. Unfortunately, it ended up biting him, because he had his career on the roll, and who knows how much longer he would have been with the Giants. But after that big Super Bowl win, and Eli Manning got the big contract and whatnot just recently, you have to think Burress was one of those guys that was just hanging on at that wide out spot. And when you needed him, he was the steady hands man. And he came through, certainly at that moment in the Super Bowl. And now he's going to go to a prison and do some time. I guess he'll do a lot of reading and soul searching and who knows, making license plates. I have no idea. But for our purposes here on America Tonight, what do you say, America? Is it fair or foul for Burress? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We've talked about a lot of things. If you were tuning in earlier to the show, we were talking about the Lockerbie bomber, and I mentioned it at the top here that a lot of Americans feel ripped off and disenfranchised and just really aghast at the fact that the Scottish officials decided to release Al Megrahi. If you wind back in your mind, you think of the pictures. Of course, the pictures have been all over the place for the last week and a half, but you remember seeing the sight of that plane. And when you think of terrorism and you think of terroristic things that have affected Americans, that had to be one of the worst things that happened leading up to, and there were other things, but leading up to 9/11, because you had so much of that plane that were students and some business people and some families, and frankly, the majority, as we know, were Americans that were on board. So the question becomes is, what in heaven's sake was really their rationale behind this? So now Al Megrahi gets off the plane on Thursday, walks down the steps, cheering, adoring crowds, hysterical to see him. And Livia, of course, embracing him. He is riddled with cancer, and it's terminal, and it was a compassionate reason as to why they let him go. That was what was said by the Scottish Justice Minister. But where was the compassion for the people who were killed in that flight? Is just a statement, a terroristic opportunity to say, guess what, we can get you. And we're here, and we don't like the Western ways, etc. So, I mean, come on. However, in Libya, the way they're spinning it is that he's a guy who unfairly was scapegoated for this, and that really he wasn't the mastermind. He wasn't even the guy behind this, but that he was strictly the person who was served up in the spot of who really, really did it. But I'm not buying that argument. You know, that's been tossed out there for a long time by the Libyans. And our president makes a strong statement, and our secretary of state makes a strong statement. But, man, I got to tell you, it would be just like an acid running through my body, eating me alive, if I knew someone on that flight, if I had known someone on the flight or had family on that flight. I mean, what can you do? We're all survivors. Things happen to all of us. But that was something that didn't have to happen. That plane didn't have to blow up over Scotland, over Lockerbie, and come down in pieces and end all those lives for what? So too bad that he's riddled with cancer. He should not have been given that early release. I mean, so what do you make of that? And then now this is going to be a special day for Al Megrahi for a very long time, they say. I mean, if he dies 2 months from now, or he dies 10 days from now, or 2 years from now, or who knows what happens with him. What does it mean when you have you are terminally ill? You can hang on for a while, or maybe not so long. They're going to lift him up as a hero and have a special day on August 20th to recognize him, which is even worse. You know, Obama said, listen, I think you should take him into custody when he gets off the plane, and that's how you should handle this. But, of course, the Libyans are not going to listen to this. And he'll be taken to Muammar Gaddafi, and he'll be hailed and already has been hailed as a hero. But I think it's one of the more outrageous things that we've heard probably in the last couple of months. 800-259-5791. If you have any reaction to this, certainly you can you can call us and let us know. Now, I did get some emails. In fact, while I'm at it, I know I have been very bad about the emails because they're stacking up. When it says I only have 71% capacity, or I've used up 71% capacity, I know that's not a good thing. So I do appreciate all the emails that you have sent me. Trust me. And I'm reading them. And a bunch of them have been about Lockerbie. So without further ado, let's go to the inbox.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. Oh, can I hear that one more time? I know I always say that.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh. All right. I think I just like being called a mistress. Not in the other sense of the word, by the way. Here's one from Vince. And Vince says, and this is from the other day, I think they should have fried that guy a long time ago. What were they thinking? It was hard enough to get him loose, Al Megrahi, from the hands of the Libyans. And this is a complete outrage, releasing him back to his home country on compassionate grounds. What, oh, what were the justice ministers over there thinking? Yeah, my sentiments, exactly. Here's another one from PJ. PJ says, Kate, listen to the show all the time. One night I'm going to call in, I promise. But for now, here's, as you say, my two cents on the Lockerbie bomber. If I had had a loved one on that plane, I'm sure every day I would feel their loss. Imagine what a kick in the gut this is as a reminder to the people that there is no true justice in this world. The one thing I would say, PJ, is hopefully I think that there is often justice in this world. And you're right, sometimes there isn't. And in this case, there is a miscarriage of justice because there was no reason to release this guy. Let's face it. I mean, yes, he has cancer, and yes, I could be a compassionate person, but he did not show that for the people who were killed on the flight. So he could, I mean, maybe his relatives could come visit him, whatever. If he wanted to do something like that, I would almost go for that versus let's just let him go free and go back and be hailed the hero, and they'll have a parade and dinners in honor of him or whatever, and it doesn't matter if he dies in 36 hours or 10 days from now or whatever. All the people on that flight, they just, you know, they did not have a chance. I got a slew of email on health care reform, and it would take me all hours of the show to go through every single one of them. But here's a couple of quick ones that I picked out. Here's one from Jan listening to us in Iowa. Jan says, Kate, on health care reform, I am so sick of all the labeling and name-calling for the people who go out to the town halls. Yes, some of them are over the top and ridiculous and obviously heated and passionate and concerned. Maybe even some of them are plants. How many, though, are plants? Probably not that many. Maybe 5% in all of the town hall meetings. I don't understand why other Americans are trashing their fellow Americans for speaking out, for finally getting off their rear ends and doing something about health care reform to try to voice their opinions and get some answers. Hey, you know, that's my take on it too as well. Got some more emails on the flip side, and then what's happening globally. Afghanistan holding the election. They're counting the votes.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchews.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
America Tonight, we've got a couple of big movies that are coming out, including Quentin Tarantino's new movie, and it stars Brad Pitt. This is one of those movies that I think probably will score pretty big with the audience. Tarantino movies can be that way, and it's been a while since he had some big ones. Remember, the whole Kill Bill series was pretty big, but his movies are always pretty graphic and violent and whatever, and so they play with a certain kind of audience, I think, but he's had some major successes, and some of the dialogue in his movies, I think, is just brilliant, so we'll see if Inglourious Basterds really resonates with the audience or not, but that's for next hour. So set your alarm if you're starting to doze off because you have to get up early in the morning. If not, kick back. We're talking about a slew of other things too, but we've got that in our final hour. In the meantime, it's time for some laughter. These heavy things that we're always talking about with healthcare reform, the Lockerbie thing, which just infuriates me to no end. And we were talking about the Plaxico Burress deal that he has taken an agreement to do 2 years of prison time versus what else he could have gotten, which could have been more, of course, in the state of New York. So without further ado, everybody has thoughts on Brett Favre deciding to come out of retirement. I said to somebody today, if I were his agent, I would get him, because he'll play with this, I would get him on a ton of commercials where he can't make up his mind. And then there'd be some punchline there, or some reason, like waffling, whatever. So he comes out of retirement. He is, in fact, going to be a Minnesota Viking, you know, because we talked about it, and some of you called in, and we talked about flip-flopping and all that sort of stuff. So here's the upshot. David Letterman, sometimes those top 10 lists are just so timely and just brilliant. He did a top 10 list, top 10 reasons why Brett Favre came out of retirement. Here it is.
Top 10 reasons he's come out of retirement. Here we go, number 10. A Blue Wave Savings on a two-day taco binge, number nine. No reason to stay home every day now that Guiding Light has been canceled. Number eight, worried Obama's death panels might try to take him out, number seven. In this economy, someone offers a job, you grab it, number six. Wants to raise and then dash hopes of another city's fans, the number five. Couldn't take another trip to Pottery Barn with his wife, number four. Lured by a lucrative contract and free jar of Icy Hot. Number three, concussions made me crazy. Crazy with a K. That means extra crazy.
That's right.
If you see it with a K, then you know it's extra crazy. Number two, who could resist chance to spend glorious winter in Minnesota? And the number one reason Brett Favre came out of retirement. Oh, wait, he just retired again. There you go.
All right, so quick down and dirty to the point. I love the one about the winners in Minnesota. Brett Favre, no stranger to that. Remember when he had icicles practically coming out of his beard in that playoff game against the Giants? So a huge boom to Minnesota, you've got to say. I said it on the air the other night. Matt, you weren't with us that night, and you're the huge sports fan along with myself. So I know that you are pumped up about Favre coming to the Vikings, right?
Oh, most definitely. I was when I first heard the news, I was actually a little bit like, you've got to be kidding me. Are we going to go through this again? And then as I watched the OJ-like style coverage in Minneapolis, they had a helicopter prepared right when he got off the plane. They followed him all the way in his SUV to the practice facility in Eden Prairie from St. Paul down the freeway, just like OJ Simpson. The only thing that missing was, you know, Al Cowlings driving the Bronco. But it was crazy. And then the more I watched it, I remember my roommate came home. He's like, you're still watching this? I'm like, I can't get enough of it now. Like, I just got so wrapped up into it, and I was just all about it. So, yeah, definitely pumped now. And we got a quarterback finally after many years of not having one. And if you remember correctly, our greatest season ever was in 1998 when we fell short in the Super Bowl. And that year we also got a quarterback out of retirement, Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 15-1 again.
Right. It's funny. And Cunningham, I know well. I had him on a bunch of talk shows, and of course he was a Philadelphia Eagle. So we, you know, he used to do some shows with me, and he'll tell you that he certainly enjoyed that year. There's no question about it. And you know, the Vikings have had some good weapons. They've had some great players that have come through there. Even if you wind back the clock a zillion years ago with Fran Tarkington as the quarterback, of course they fell short, but still, I mean, had some great teams. And like the Philadelphia Eagles, boy, they'd really love to get over that hump and be in the Super Bowl and have a shot at winning the Super Bowl in these next couple of years. And Brett Favre, at least this season, could give them a much better chance to do that. Did you see perhaps the comments of Fran Tarkington, how he really slammed the Brett Favre thing? He was not on board.
I did, and talk about your "you got to be kidding me" moment. Guess who has a book coming out in about 2 months?
Of course.
Yep.
So once again, give me a break. So you have to sell a book, so you've got to have some juicy comments in there. Otherwise, your publisher is not going to have anything to hang the publicity on when they start to try to get people to have them on talk shows and stuff. So that's right. You're right. That's probably why. That's one of the reasons why he would have said that. And then you wonder if it's just one of those things. I don't know if it's jealousy because he's so long out of the game, but you know, something about a guy, the kind of money he's making compared to what Tarkington made in his day and the flip-flopping thing, it's a perfect thing for him to bag on him for, I think.
Well, and obviously I was too young to be around for the Fran Tarkington days, but the people that were have told me that it's kind of hypocrisy for him to be talking about this because he was exactly the same type of guy where he was kind of a prima donna and everything was about him. And so it's just kind of, it's like, well, why are you talking about, you know, Brett Favre being like that when you were the exact same type of guy back in your day?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. Well, we'll see. It'll make it interesting. There's a couple of big games. We talked about them. Matt, when you weren't here, that are going to be fun for fans to watch. And, you know, we're talking about football, and as many of you know, have called this show for a long time. Now, Mark in New York will probably love this. We do a thing called Nail the Score, and we have an incredible prize pack we give away if somebody can nail the score. It's so tough to do. And I used to do this in New York City when I was with the sports station there. I came up with the idea. Of course, it was just the New York teams that I did, the Giants or the Jets. But here it's wide open. It can be any game of the week. So whatever the game is that, you know, that I pick ultimately, or our computer picks, ultimately you just have to call in. You don't have to know anything about sports. You pick a team, Minnesota or Green Bay, the Eagles or the Giants, whatever, and you tell us what you think the final score is going to be. And if you nail the score, that's when you win. It's got a cell phone in it. It's got a bunch of movie tickets in it. It's got a bunch of restaurant tickets in it. It's just a great prize pack. So I hope somebody gets lucky this year. So mark your calendars, October 5th. That's a big one. Green Bay coming to Minnesota, and then November 1st, Minnesota, the Vikings going into Green Bay, which I think is going to be just Lambeau Field will explode. The Cheeseheads will be beside themselves with Brett Favre coming back. I can't wait to see what the signs say, but it's going to be a big year in the NFL, and it's going to be a fun season for us on America Tonight, because as much as we love and thrive and love to play in the political field and talk about what's happening in the country, and, you know, my whole thing about let's get some people that actually have action rather than reaction, and let's elect them and get them in there, and let's have smaller government and whatnot. You know that we have lots of layers here. And one of the layers is we like to also have fun, and for you to have fun and lighten the load. So that's how we do it. And it's on Thursday night that we actually do Nail the Score. And don't worry, we'll keep you aware of when it's coming up and when it's coming up, so that you know and you have a chance to participate in that. And like I said, it's a simple thing, because you don't have to feel like you have to analyze a game. You just have to tell us what you think the final score will be, and then, you know, we go from there. Hey, I got an email from somebody listening to us that wanted to know more about this recall. They happened to see it locally on the tube. Some consumer reporter did it. And the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, I guess on Thursday, said that 1.5 million, something like that, DVD players that have been sold at Walmart since 2006 are being recalled because they can overheat, creating, obviously, the chance of a fire. They had gotten like a dozen reports of overheating by the Dura brand DVD player, that's what it's called. Five actually led to fires. Wouldn't that be the worst? You're like watching a movie. You know what that's like. And then the payoff is coming up. You've invested in this movie. So not only do you not get the payoff of the movie, let's say, then you have the risk of your house catching on fire as a result of that. But the bottom line is, in these Walmart DVDs, they had these U-shaped openings, I guess, at the top where you put the DVD in, and they were made in China, and they were sold for about, you know, $29. So they're telling everyone, just stop. Don't use it. Bring it in if you're one of the people. But that's a pretty, you know, 1.5 million of those floating around out there, and hopefully some people listening to this show, or they got consumer reporters in their local markets, or one of the national news networks picked up on it. Hopefully they see it so that they bring it back before something happens to them. Oh, that'd be the worst. You know, you're just sitting there watching, finally, Slumdog Millionaire, and you have no idea what happened at the end of this movie. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50%. 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hundreds of dollars for a life coach, somebody to coach you professionally. Yeah, we're talking about in all aspects of your life. I mean, that's the first question. And this is very popular with a lot of people, not just wealthy people. A lot of people who are trying to cope with anything, what's going on with their profession, why they're not getting ahead, whatever. They hire somebody to look at their life. So I was stunned when I saw this. Somehow I didn't catch this, and maybe because it's just being reported. But if you remember the name Jason Blair, he was the guy who resigned from the New York Times back in, like, 2003 because of the scandal of plagiarism. And I was living in the city then when that happened, just huge. Oh, the New York Times was just getting blasted by so many people because they had this journalist who was fabricating all kinds of things in the Times. And, I mean, he was like persona non grata in so many circles all of a sudden. And he was a guy who was getting all the plum assignments and kept getting moved up. And he, you know, eventually they found out through one of his bigger stories that, oh, yeah, he made this up. And when they checked it out, the Times was embarrassed and, you're just like, wow, I mean, I thought this was the beacon of journalism, and it started kind of a downward slide because then other things started to happen with some of the Times reporters. But anyway, so this Blair, who has to leave because of this scandal, where it led to two newspaper execs at that paper getting axed, you know, well, basically resigning, forced to resign. Then he writes a book, and then he's gone, okay? So he just disappeared into thin air, which is what you would think he would do. He's just 33 years old. And apparently during that time, he was working on becoming a certified life coach at a for one of the mental health practices in Northern Virginia. And their thought was, well, he can relate to patients because of, you know, what's happened to him. And he just has this personality, and now he's using his talent. He has this electric personality, and now he's using it in a much better way. So that's what he does. He leads a support group for people with bipolar disorder, and he found out that he had that, I guess, himself, and they really waffled over whether to hire him or not, but they decided that, no, this guy with this personality and being able to relate, he's the perfect fit for this. So he might have 25 clients at a time, maybe a little bit less, and he does other things outside of the institute. He does career counseling and corporate execs and all that sort of stuff. And this is a guy who was such a smoozer, such a smooth talker, that he managed to get a huge reporting job. Let's face it, no matter what you think about the New York Times, I mean, that's a big paper. He gets a newspaper gig there in his mid-20s. He didn't even have a college degree, and he just knew how to talk them into things. So now here he is, a life coach. I don't know. I don't know that I would want to get advice from a big-time plagiarist who, to me, was a sham artist. And you think of now the state of journalism. So many of you call this show and you'll say, well, it's the media, the mainstream media, this or that or whatever. And there still are great journalists out there, but the picture of journalists and the way it used to be, where you had sources and you couldn't run stories without definite sources and all that other stuff, I mean, that's like fading away. And he was part of it. He was one of those guys who was there at the tipping point where it was anything to get ahead, and people lost jobs because of that. And I guess you forgive. It's like that second chances thing. I mean, you give Michael Vick a second chance, and here he is, the backup quarterback for the Eagles. Do you give a guy like Jason Blair a second chance? But I wonder what you could learn from him as far as life coaching. Dude, tell me how to land the biggest gig ever. So they didn't have any clue what my resume said, that I could just get right in there. I could worm my way in. You never know where someone's going to end up. I guess that's the moral of that story, certainly. In the meantime, you know, we were talking about Bill and whether or not the hurricane would slam into the East Coast, and it looked like pretty much you're going to see these riptides that are crazy. And riptides, you know, if people aren't paying attention, they're in there with their kids, you're body surfing, you're on the boogie boards, whatever. It can be bad, because if they're strong enough, before you know, you're sucked all the way under, or you're all the way down the other side of the beach. But it's hard to tell in looking at this, because it's getting close to Bermuda, so they've got warnings out anyway, storm warnings for Bermuda, for what it's worth. And you look at, and I just did this when we stepped away to pay some bills with those commercials, but I just looked at the National Weather Service, and I was looking at how it was building up. Man, I'll tell you, it just scares you to death when you look at the video. I'm thinking, man, if I'm on that island and I'm seeing this video. But they're saying it's a tropical storm. That's what the warning is so far. And whether it will increase or not, I mean, that's the question. It could go up to 125 miles an hour, or it could even go higher than that by Friday, because you've got, I mean, this is what happens, as it's been explained to me over and over again about hurricanes. You'll have this weather pattern that can really chomp on the warm Atlantic waters. So you get that, and you get the winds then that churn it further, and the miles per hour comes up to 130 or 135. And if you've got waters that are 85 degrees Fahrenheit, then that kicks in more fuel to it, and that's where you get that perfect storm, sadly, because when it smashes into an island, boy, it can do some awful, awful damage. And I've already said this now a couple of times, but I know there's a joke in here for somebody who's much more clever than I am, but the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the former President Bill Clinton decided they need to get away for 4 days, and where do they go? Bermuda. So the storm center is supposed to pass between Bermuda and the U.S. East Coast on Saturday, so you get the large swells for sure, but will it be much more dangerous than that? And sure enough, here now we've had a couple of days where we've eaten through a few names on the hurricane or tropical storm list. And you think of some of the storms. Remember last September we had Hurricane Ike. That was pretty brutal. And then in August you had Gustav. And, of course, the one that all of us, and I've been down to New Orleans and I've seen the damage in Mississippi too. Katrina was just awful in 2005. And then that was followed up by Rita and, you know, we've had some pretty major Atlantic storms. But this one might not be the big one. Might not be it. I mean, they're warning people in Bermuda and they're telling, and some of the guests are actually leaving because they're worried about what kind of disruption it will be. But Bill is officially the first Atlantic hurricane this year after a pretty tepid start to the season. It goes from June through November. They actually lowered their outlook, remember, a couple of weeks ago, and they didn't even have any tropical storms, which is unusual. In the first 2 months, nothing bubbled up. So now they're talking about maybe 3 to 6 hurricanes with possibly 1 or 2 major storms over 110 miles an hour. How do they come up with this stuff? They start to look at weather forecasts and think, okay, let's see. I mean, here's what we got with tides. That's got to take some serious calculations to say this is what we're saying at our hurricane center. This is the future outlook. We're probably looking at 3, maybe 6, you know. I mean, imagine being the predictor of that. It's one thing to predict the outcome of a sporting event. It's another to predict what's going to happen with a hurricane or a tropical storm as to whether or not it will develop into a hurricane. Any budding weather people out there? If so, send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.